head teachers and other stakeholders in Koboko District have been urged to be vigilant and enforce the standard operating procedures to contain Ebola outbreak in schools. Schools countrywide opened for the second term on May 25, 2026 amid the threat of Ebola in the neighboring DR Congo. Joseph Jura files more as in this report.
With Koboko District bordering two countries of the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan, education stakeholders from the district and municipality have warned head teachers to ensure that basic measures like hand washing and sanitizing is enforced, social distancing and overcrowding is prohibited in schools. Rita Harriet, the district senior inspector of schools for Koboko, noted that all the school head teachers operating in the district have been briefed and issued with the necessary guidelines.
At least every head teacher has a copy. Most importantly, right now, we want to ensure that all schools observe the guideline by one, having hand washing facilities from the entrance in front of the school, and also there are other measures that, especially from restricting the entrance to school, that not anybody enters in. Whoever enters schools must ensure the person is checked by getting the details of the person so that in case of anything, easier to track. However, we are also reported daily by the district task force, and they are giving updates every time and then.
While Moga Mohammed, the principal education officer for Koboko Municipal, called upon all the schools to ensure learning is effective in small groups.
Children should not be put in a large group to mix with other people from outside. They should be confined in smaller groups. That one there to curb possibility of spreading Ebola in case it happens. Then I think we have challenged with the schools which are like Border, Side, Ogo, and the Birjaku. I think I call upon parents to be vigilant. Both those parents across and this side, their interaction with the community should also be checked. At the moment, we may not do much, but I think we let's stick to the guideline we have given out. There are signs which are actually clearly stated that if somebody has Ebola, we can preliminarily assume that he has Ebola by looking at those signs. So let's be keen.
According to Mr. James Akua, the head teacher Ogo Primary School, a border learning institution along the Congo-Uganda border that receives learners from the two countries, his school is able to follow on the SOPs from the beginning of the term.
In the morning, we brief the pupils concerning the issue of Ebola virus. Concerning the spacing in the classrooms, we have enough desks in the classes, and since their number is few, they are well spaced in a desk, they are sitting only in twos. And I will advise now the parents to also help us to inform the learners not to greet unknown person anyhow, and to take care of themselves by washing hands frequently.